For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Curtain up, Friday the 14th of September.
Sooner than you think, isn't it?
It
comes up upon you. Everything's in rehearsal.
And yet, four plays are going to get a jump on Curtain Up, opening on either September 5th, 6th, or 7th. I guess first up, Pump Boys and Dinettes. Sounds like fun out at Musical Fair.
It's a lovely little review about a restaurant gas station and the country music that gets performed there.
On the other hand, Fahrenheit 451, kind of dystopian. It's subversive. Back up on the third floor at Great Arrow.
Ray Bradbury, and am I recalling correctly, his favorite of his works. The title refers to the temperature at which paper burns. It's about burning books. Yes, a dystopian future which bears absolutely no resemblance whatsoever to contemporary America.
I was hoping you'd make that connection.
Yeah.
And I can't wrap my mind around this. American Repertory Theater is also known for doing these dark dystopian plays and musicals, but here it's Heathers the musical.
A rock and roll musical. Yeah, they are known for doing those. They've done Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. They did Jesus Christ Superstar.
That's true.
They go there, yeah.
And if you're wondering where in the world is American Repertory Theater these days, well, for Heathers the musical, they're out at the old school at 3200 Elmwood. That's a little bit north of Sheridan Drive in Tonawanda. And it's not dystopian. It's just very dark. Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Well, it is melodramatic, the great Sondheim musical, and good will triumph over evil. So it's the opposite of dystopia, but the delicious evil characters, this time played by Lorraine O'Donnell and Matt Whitten.
And as far as I can tell, it's another all-star cast. Kevin Oakey's been coming out with some really strong opening works each season.
Well, there's method to that. I think that as a theater plans its season, you want to end the season with something that will inspire audience members to subscribe again. And at the beginning of the season, you want to lure new people in. And so that's kind of the way you see things line up.
And once again, this is getting to be almost a weekly event, a major passing in the world of theater. Neil Simon, beloved by just about anybody in America who's been watching movies or plays for the last 30 years.
Well, certainly one of the most astonishing careers in the history of Broadway. He at one time had four plays running simultaneously.
Wow.
To have written Barefoot in the Park and The Odd Couple and Sweet Charity and Biloxi Blues and Brighton Beach Memoirs and Lost in Yonkers and then the movie work also, The Goodbye Girl, very memorable for me. Just an amazing career. And I remember at a certain point people condescending to Neil Simon. He just wrote those dopey mainstream Broadway comedies, that comedy of urban neurosis that he and Woody Allen had mastered so perfectly. Both of them had written for Sid Caesar, as had Mel Brooks. But then he started to write these particular plays, taking a serious look at his own autobiography, beginning with Brighton Beach, but Broadway-bound Biloxi Blues, these achingly beautiful plays, and winning the Pulitzer Prize for Lost in Yonkers.
Comedy of urban neurosis. For we urban neurotics, that's not a bad thing.
No, not a bad thing to be able to laugh at it.
And I also have to give Mr. Simon great credit. I really don't like Richard Dreyfuss movies. He just bugs me. But I have to say, I have a soft spot for The Goodbye Girl. He really made Richard Dreyfuss look good.
He does. And with that dialogue of which he was the master, no one a better writer of comic dialogue than Neil Simon.
And locally, we also have a passing, Jerry Finnegan.
Back in the day, faculty at UB, but also well-remembered for performances, especially in the work of Samuel Beckett, his Crap's Last Tape, his Endgame. Marvelous in these roles, an idiosyncratic stage presence, a fondness for Irish drama. Loved as a teacher and as a director and as an actor, Jerry Finnegan.
Well, Curtain Up is coming soon to Buffalo, but one of the interesting things is the Canadian repertory theater companies, both the Shaw and the Stratford, they go well into October. So folks, once you pack the kids off to school, you might be an empty nester. It's time to head over the bridge.
Could be your turn. Yeah.
It could be. A couple of recommendations at the Stratford, Meredith Wilson's The Music Man, very nicely produced with a racially blind cast.
And you did see at the show, Oh, What a Lovely War.
I did. It's certainly timely. Of course, this is the 100th year of the armistice, the end of World War I. So they're doing a lot of World War I themed plays. It makes a pretty strong anti-war statement. It was a little dated. They used these Harlequin Pierrot outfits that may have meant something to people who love Commedia dell'arte. But I'd say for 99.9% of the audience was just, why are they dressing like that?
Okay.
Okay.
And remember, tonight is the opening of Once in My Lifetime of Buffalo Football Fantasy, and I will not be in the audience. Look for me. Cameo role on stage. It runs through September the 8th, but I am there tonight only.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.